Friends, thank you for joining me and welcome to the first ever edition of the History of on the WCSN. Of course, the Wind Column Sports Network is where you can find all your previews, reviews, breaking news, and interviews from the Canadian pro wrestling scene, but in this specific case, on the Force Pro Wrestling promotion here in Edmonton, Alberta, October 18th, this Friday in Edmonton. Force Pro Wrestling, The Prelude, the promotion's first event in over a year and a half, people, taking place at 11602 119th Street. If you're looking for tickets, of course, contact the social media channels of either Force Pro Wrestling or, of course, the Wind Column Sports Network, because we are very, very lucky and very, very thankful to be providing exclusive media coverage for Force Pro Wrestling moving forward. I, before we get too far into it, of course, am your host, Spencer Love, the host of Conversations with Love here on the WCSN, and the brand new host of The History of. You heard the new theme music, Wolf Mother kicks ass, and so does Force Pro Wrestling. So does, frankly, the entire Albertan independent professional wrestling scene. But Force Pro, the beneficiaries of the first in The History of, because, as mentioned, with a brand new promotion, using my air quotes there, with a brand new show coming up, with a brand new match kicking off the show in the form of Michael Richard Blaze versus Dylan Stone, there is a ton to touch base on here. So, of course, going to hear the history of Force Pro Wrestling from the man himself, Tex Gaines, the head promoter, the founder of Force Pro Wrestling, and a guy I feel comfortable calling a Canadian wrestling icon. He's going to join me here after the break. We're going to hear from our friends at Inside the AJHL here on TSN 1260 in Edmonton, Alberta. But other than that, friends, there is no sense overselling it. Let's get caught up with the history of Force Pro Wrestling. Let's get you guys your tickets, and let's get Tex Gaines after Inside the AJHL.
From Lanny McDonald to Daryl Sutter, Mark Messier to Cale Makar, before you're a star, you've got to make it in the AJHL. On Saturday mornings, TSN 1260 takes an in-depth look inside the Alberta Junior Hockey League. Join Tyler Yaremchuk from 9 to 10 a.m. for previews, reviews, and interviews from around the AJ. Inside the AJHL, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. only on Edmonton Sports Leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back. We are joined now by Tex Gaines, the head promoter of Force Pro Wrestling, the founder of Force Pro Wrestling. Tex, we've talked a couple of times on the podcast. I'm excited to have you back. What's up? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again. Man, I'm relaunching Force Pro Wrestling in Edmonton. Creating a stir, creating shit like I do.
as only you can.
Making some people upset, but hey, whatever, that's how I do it sometimes. Making people, other people happy.
Well, many wrestling fans in Edmonton are happy with the announcement that you guys will be returning on October 18th with Force Pro Wrestling, The Prelude. Before we get into that, because I want to talk a lot about the show, there have been a couple of matches that have been announced. Let's talk a little bit about the foundations of Force Pro Wrestling, because when we spoke last, of course, you're the co-founder of Prairie Wrestling Alliance. How did Force Pro Wrestling come to be?
Oh, well, okay, again, me making people angry.
Not by choice, by necessity.
No, this one was a little bit by choice, too. Again, we'll touch quickly on PWA. I helped create PWA. We had been running for years. Kurt, again, who's a good friend of mine, we were butting heads. I needed something different because it just wasn't working for me. Creatively, I was upset, cranky, I was bitchy, I was in a bad place in the way I was looking at things, and I'll be honest, I was in a very bad place and I was being a dick. So I decided, fuck it, do my own thing. And again, pardon the language, sort of, not really, I don't care, you can edit it, you can bleep me, it's still going to happen, I'm going to curse anyhow. So yeah, me being angry, I said, I'm doing my own thing. Damn it, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to go out and I know people who are just as angry as I am, and I'm going to go do something. So there used to be a sponsor for PWA who had stopped being a sponsor because, well, he got his panties in a knot too. And I went to him because let's stutter a little bit. I'm a huge comic book nerd. Just let's get that out in the open. I love comic books. It's learned how I learned how to read, blah, 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 blah. The owner, he used to be the owner of Happy Harbor Comics downtown Edmonton.
Okay, just right across from McEwen there.
Yeah, from McEwen, Jay Barley. Mm-hmm. So Jay and I, we're actually friends. We were. And I, again, someone else I pissed off over the years. So Jay and I were talking, and he goes, well, why aren't you doing PWA, blah, blah, blah. We start talking. I said, well, I'm thinking about doing my own company. He goes, let me help. He goes, I love wrestling. He goes, I'm not happy with PWA, but let me help. So he had some interesting connections that I liked. Obviously, I have connections in the industry that he needed. So we sat down and talked. This was 2010, probably about July, August of 2010. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, let's get these people together that you have some ideas with and I have some ideas with, and let's talk some things out. So one of his employees, Andrew Foley, now some people may know the name, some people may not. You remember the movie Cowboys and Aliens?
Yes, okay. Unfortunately.
Okay, so very poorly shot movie that Ron Howard did, but there's an actually interesting backstory about that. Mm-hmm. So Andrew Foley actually wrote Cowboys and Aliens as a paid gig.
Oh, really?
So you know how you have your regular job with the hockey team? Mm-hmm. So that's your paid gig, right? You get paid to write their articles, their press, their blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So a guy had approached Andrew about writing a comic book because the guy had an idea but had no idea how to write a comic book or a graphic novel, and he could not draw. So he had an idea, but he didn't know how to
execute it
because he couldn't draw, couldn't write. Mm-hmm. So he paid Andrew to write it and another guy to draw it. And it was a graphic novel called Cowboys and Aliens. So he took the comic book to California and shopped it around like a movie script. Mm-hmm. And somehow it ends up on Ron Howard's desk. Then it gets made into this crappy movie that everyone has seen. And it's changed quite a bit from the movie to the comic book. So the aliens in the comic book, which is just really funny, quick little side note, they look like the monsters from Fifth Element, like those dog pug-faced characters.
Okay, yep.
So they look like that, the aliens do, in the comic book. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they can't use those aliens for the movie, right?
Yeah.
That's why the aliens changed. Andrew Foley hates the book. Mm-hmm. Hates it with a passion. Doesn't want to be reminded of it. So anytime I can tell that story, I tell that story because I know it drives him nuts. And actually, when this podcast comes out, I'm going to send it to him because I know it'll drive him nuts. I used to photocopy the cover and then stick it on his car regularly. I would go out of my way to do this. See, again, pissing people off. Anyhow, side note, Jay does this. Andrew Foley's there. Andrew is a big wrestling fan. There's another gentleman in town who's a comic book artist named Jeff Martin. Great writer. Has some ideas. Mm-hmm. Again, another wrestling fan. None of them have been in the business before in their life. So we're talking about stuff and we're trying to come up with a name for the company. We're talking and talking. And I am a huge Star Wars mark as well as comic books. Mm-hmm. If anyone's seen it, I have a huge Yoda tattoo on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, so I'm a huge Star Wars mark. And I was like, let's call it Skywalker. No, we can't. That's trademarked. Let's call it blah, blah, blah. Someone goes, what about the Force? I go, no, the Force is trademarked. However, Force is not. And I'm forcing this on everyone else, so this will piss people off, so let's just call it Force. And that's how Force come. Mm-hmm. Skip ahead to end of December. Everything's legalized, formed. Then I decide, okay, now I got to run shows. Shit.
Yeah. Didn't think about this part.
Didn't think about this part. I left my ring with PWA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a ring. I don't have a sound system. I don't have lights.
Haven't booked anybody yet.
I now have a company with nothing. How do I fix this? So, an associate of mine sorry about the phone dinging. I should have turned that off. An associate of mine who has an engineering background. I'm like, hey, you weld, you engineer. Here's every blueprint I have, and here's every ring design I have. Build me a ring.
Mm-hmm.
So then we create the monster, as you've seen it.
Yep.
20 foot, 20 by 20. Because, of course, if I'm going big, I'm going big. I'm not going small.
Isn't 20 by 20 like the standard ring size for the most part?
Yes, but no.
It should be.
It should be,
but it isn't.
But it isn't because people get 16-footers, 14-footers, 18-footers. Some people have 17-footers. Just people build rings and don't
necessarily. There's no real specification.
20 by 20 is the size companies like New Japan, WWE, TNA, like original rings were 20 by 20.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing rings are 20 by 20 or 36 by 36.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, 36 is too damn huge.
Way too big.
Right? Can you imagine doing
running the ropes?
Can you imagine doing a coast to coast in a 36? Like, no, it's not going to happen, right? Like, you're always going to fall short. Yeah. You're going to die. You're going to die in a 20 by 20 anyhow. It's what happens.
But at least it'll look cool.
It'll look good, yeah.
You'll make it halfway.
I can make it 3/4 of the way across this. as we do. So we built the monster. And then I was like, okay, now I got a ring. I better find a crew.
Mm-hmm.
How do I find a crew of wrestlers that aren't loyal to someone else? Well, this is fucked.
This endeavor was doomed before.
Yeah,
I was
just like, I can't run Edmonton because there's 3 companies in Edmonton, I thought. That's not fair. So even though I'm pissed with Kurt, and I hate Squiggy, or Steven and Washchuck from RCW, and Sean Donster, Massive Damage from MPW, and I don't get along, I'm like, how am I going to get workers from any of these companies to come work for me? Oh, bright idea. I'll just run an out-of-town show.
Yeah.
They see me run a few out-of-town shows. I can steal talent.
They start to see what you can do.
That's right. Contrary to Tex Gaines's reputation, I am a likable person. I just... kind of a jerk.
It's the delivery.
And trust me, I get still to this day, stop being Tex Gaines. Whatever. That's who I am. Michael Richard Blaze is one of the first people to shit on me for being Tex Gaines, just so you know. Stop doing that. Be more professional. I am professional. No, really. Sometimes I'm not. So I do an out-of-town show. I book an out-of-town show with, what are they called? They're not the Ag Society. Damn it. Anyhow, the people who are putting on the big festival in Morinville.
Okay.
So they do a festival every year in Morinville. It's like a big parade, street fair. It's kind
of
like the town parade.
Town fair.
Fair, thank you.
There
I've been
go.
Hitting the head a lot with the chairs. Sometimes words just escape me, damn it. Jesus Christ.
Fair was never in Texas.
Fair was not in it. It's I cheat, poke him in the eye. Anyhow, so we booked this show with the town fair. They They agree to what I want for money. Basically, it's enough money to pay the talent, pay the fuel, pay the transportation, buy supper for everyone, and put $500 in the company pocket. Mm-hmm. Wasn't my greatest thought process. I just was like, I just want to do this. Let's do this. Oh, hey, I made $500. Shit, that's not bad.
You gotta get started somewhere.
Like, someone, ever you get $500, you're like, hey, yeah, I got $500. Well, no. $500 does not allow you to put on a second show.
No, it keeps the lights on.
It may keep the lights on, yeah. I'll be able to pay gas for everyone next time. So we do this show, and it goes off without a hitch. The town's really happy. The town's already like, hey, next year, we want you back. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, well, good to know. Hope I'm around in a year. I'll make it work. One of the reasons I did it that way is Stu Hart used to do the standoff rodeo every year. Same kind of deal, just they wanted him every year, so he went every year. Mm-hmm. Whether it was a moneymaker or not, it was a show that they put on, the town paid for it.
They loved it.
They loved it, they did it. PWA did it too, with Two Hills actually. Mm-hmm. Quite regularly at the beginning, the guy who was in charge of the Two Hills Ag Society also happened to be one of the town police officers.
Oh, cool.
So he actually did it with PWA for years, mm-hmm. until he retired and then it went away.
Yeah.
So I did Mournville and I was like, okay, dry run's done. I got to do Edmonton. Mm-hmm. Okay, how do I do Edmonton now and get people on board? Well, that definitely was not going to happen. Because you run inside another town where another promoter's there. That promoter now wants to try to keep all his best talent on his show. Now, mm-hmm. this is indie wrestling. We are independent contractors. Technically, a wrestler can work any company they want.
If the company will have them.
Well, that's true. If the company will have them. However, you try to have some loyalty to the company that's booking you all the time, mm-hmm. because that's your bread and butter. Well, what happens if the promoter says, well, if you go work there, I'm not booking you anymore, and that other promoter tanks?
You just basically lost the job.
Right. So it was now, oh, well, I don't have a crew again. How do I do this? Fuck it. I know a bunch of guys. I'm going to recruit.
Yeah.
So I just hit the pavement, and I got guys to agree. So next is finding a location. I went to the Londonderry Community Hall. Talked to the woman there. Got in. Got a good deal. Started, okay, I'm going to run shows. Now, the problem with Edmonton at that time is, for some reason, every wrestling promoter would pick the north side of Edmonton to promote on, mm-hmm. and run shows on. Massive damages at Avenue Community. Mm-hmm. Kurt was at Fort Road Casino. Squiggy, sorry, Stephen Awashchuk, fathead that he is, would be in any community hall that would take him. Mm-hmm. Or however he could screw someone and try to get into their venue. Don't know why he does it. He just does it that way. He's kind of an idiot. And I'll say that because I can and I don't care. Yes, I'm not being politically correct, MRB. I apologize. Sort of, not really, but sorry. And the rest of you that listen to this, just ignore it because I'm babbling on that part. So anyhow, I get into the Londonderry Community League. And I raid RCW's locker room. Mm-hmm. Again, because I don't respect Stephen Awashchuk. So I just took a bunch of his talent. Mm-hmm. Guys that worked for PWA that weren't being used, I used them. Which was fine with Kurt because he wasn't using them. Mm-hmm. So I have a pretty good locker room at this time. I had Kamikaze, I had Strife, I had Scott Lee Crew, I had Big Jess, Youngblood. Heavy Metal was going to be on the shows. He decided not to. I had my son, Colted Kelly. I recruited Hotshot Johnny Devine because I had trained with him and I'd been friends with him for years and he was not working and he had just moved back to Alberta. And then I recruited Sean Couples out of BC. Mm-hmm. Now, Sean Couples and I trained together. If you ever get a chance to look him up, Sean Couples, Chance Beckett. He was in BC, he was part of the Super J Cup, Daniel Bryan, Christopher Daniels, AJ Styles, cool. All those. Really talented individual. Suffers from some mental instability issues, like bipolarism, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But a talented wrestler. Just, again, gets in his own head, becomes manic. Just mm-hmm. can't rely on him enough. But not his fault. So I had a good show. So doing this, and I decided, okay, I'm going to do this every month. So this is now, we started 2010, this is 2011, and I'm running once a month, 2011. Everything's running very smoothly. Shows are about 150, 200 people on average, 300 sometimes. Can't complain. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing about wrestling in Alberta, we have diehard fans, as you know. Mm-hmm. There are some fans that will go to every show. Whether it's good or bad, they're going to hit every wrestling show they can. But then you start getting five promotions. Mm-hmm. How do you get enough wrestling fans each time without healthy competition? Okay, well, sometimes it's not healthy. So some shows take a hit, some shows don't. Kurt tries to not run shows during Klondike days, and he tries not to run shows at Christmas time. Okay, well, that doesn't hurt me because I have no problem running shows then. Mm-hmm. Well, you get guys like Squiggy, again, Stephen Wash. I got to quit calling him Squiggy. Anyhow. It's because he has a giant head and he looks like Elmer Fudd and a cross between Mr. Magoo. That's why we call him Squiggy Magoo. Anyhow, side note, just so you know, that's how he got stuck with that. So this is, we're going to jump ahead 2 years. So 2011, 2012, 2013. I'm in a bad place in life. Mm-hmm. And life was just, I wasn't happy. I was burnt out in my day job. Wrestling was going okay, but wasn't getting better, wasn't getting what I needed to do. Well, inadvertently, Kurt has to hurt my business. PWA has to hurt Force's business because the contract they had and the location they had running it out of the Fort Road Casino, they now needed to move to a new venue. Well, the new venue that they could get at the time was the Northgate Lions Center, where they're at now, which is a good venue, but it's three blocks away from my venue. And what happens if you're running on the same night? Yeah. Even though you have two different crews and you have no choice but to run the same night and you're three blocks apart, both shows are going to suffer. Mm-hmm. So I decided, you know what? I'm not happy in Edmonton. It's time to move. I can take my company anywhere I want. Mm-hmm. It's my company. I can book. Oh, wait. If I'm not in Edmonton again, I can book everybody. So I decided to move to Grand Prairie, Alberta. Mm-hmm. For a couple reasons. I was born there. I got family there. I have friends there. And there's no wrestling there.
I was going to say there's still not any wrestling there,
is there? Well, no. Well, there is, sort of.
Okay.
So after I... We'll skip
absconded.
Absconded and went and did my thing. I start running shows in Grand Prairie. So I got guys like MRB, Sheik Shabazz, Colton Kelly. You name it, I can take them up there. Mm-hmm. And I run a few shows. And again, another person who was a lifelong friend comes along, who happens to be moving to Grand Prairie because his ex-wife and his kids are moving there, blah, blah, blah. So he's kind of following them just to make sure he's close to his kids.
Yeah.
So he comes to work for me. And about the third show in, me and the woman I was dating, again, women problems, life problems, whatever, we stopped dating. Well, this person who was supposed to be my friend somehow gets it in his head that he should take over my company for me, should run, that I'm depressed, that I may be suicidal, and it starts causing me problems. Mm-hmm. And we do a show, and he's telling the whole locker room while I'm out running the front of the show that he's taking over and blah, 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 blah. So this is where I switch from being Ivan Thompson, the professional, to going back to being Tex Gaines, the asshole, which really isn't that far from Ivan Thompson being the asshole. I lose it. Mm-hmm. I end a 22-year-old friendship.
Yeah.
I shut Force down. And I'm like, the only reason I shut Force down was because then I'm like, okay, I got to redo this. And thankful he's a locker room leader. MRB comes to me and says, listen, this is what happened in the locker room. If he's taking over, no one's coming back. Oh, I will settle this. Mm-hmm. So this sends me in a tailspin. So I shut Force down and I mothball it for 1 year and a half. Is that the right way to say it? Year and a half? 1 year and a half? Half a year? Year and a half?
1 year and one half?
One? No, maybe. Let's just go with the proper terminology. A year and a half. Don't be smart.
The Grammar Podcast with Tex and Spencer.
Yes. As we know, I just drone on. So I mothballed Force. Mm-hmm. I also had a comic book shop. Economy's shit. As we know, that we had a recession here in Alberta. Oil's down. People are being laid off left, right, and center in Grammar. So now my other company is suffering. Mm-hmm. I was like, what do I do? No, I'm left with no option. I have to shut my comic book shop down too. Mm-hmm. So now I've shut down two out of my three companies down. Well, my third company is kind of like a carry-all company. It's for whatever else I do to make money to claim it. So I legitimately have three companies. The wrestling company is now not making any money because it's mothballed. The ring's in storage. I'm not running a training camp. The comic book shop is in mothballs. All my products in a storage can.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I going to do? So skip ahead a year. And I'm like, okay. So that was half a year. Now it's a year. I'm back in Edmonton. What do I do? Well, bing, bing, bing. Here we are. Prelude's about to start. So here we're starting again. Yes, I've raided RCW's locker room again. I have a working arrangement this time with PWA because we're on good terms. It will benefit me. It hopefully will benefit PWA in the end. Well, it should benefit PWA. That's the goal. It's not to hurt them. Again, MPW still does not like me, which, okay, whatever. We'll work from that. RCW definitely hates me, and well, the feeling's kind of mutual towards the promoter, because as I was talking about him being a fathead, and here we are.
It's exciting, man. You've already announced our first match for Force Pro Wrestling, Dylan Stone versus the aforementioned MRB. First time ever matchup. It's going to be excellent.
You know, Mr. Saturday Night versus God's Gift to Wrestling. What a better way to start this thing.
Absolutely, man. What else do you think that Force Pro is going to bring differently to the Albertan wrestling scene?
Well, here's the thing. It's my company. So there's going to be lots of twists, lots of turns. People that show up, some people that don't show up. I plan on doing something very differently than any other company in Alberta. Yes, I'm going to run family-friendly shows. But I'm also going to run adult shows. And when I say adult shows, I don't mean TNA swinging. Well, maybe there'll be some TNA swinging around. It is a Tex Gaines thing. Lots of dick jokes. Lots of adult content. There will be booze. There will be fighting. There will be anything goes in some adult shows. Mm-hmm. So you name it. If it's crazy, it's wild, I got it covered. Because not only is Force Pro Wrestling going hard, I'm going to step up the game. So if I step up the game, every other opponent is going to either have to step up on their game, or they're going to have to take that back seat. Well, it's an ego-driven business. I'm Tex Gaines. I got a pretty big ego.
You like to be the best, man. I'm very, very excited to be part of Force Pro Wrestling. Very, very excited for Friday's upcoming show, The Prelude, October 18th.
I'm looking forward to it.
Love it, man. Stick around after the break. We're going to get a little bit more information on Force Pro Wrestling, where you can get your tickets and all of that fun stuff. Stay tuned on CWL.
When things aren't going right for your team, you scream at the television. When things are going right, you throw up a fist pump. The Win Column Sports Network puts your passion into words. Along with our affiliates Below the Ice, Duncan Duma, and Backbreaker Media, the Win Column Sports Network provides professional-level coverage of semi-professional franchises, athletes, and organizations in Edmonton. Get in the Win Column with a fan's perspective on local sports with stories you can only find online at wincolumnsports.ca.
And there you have it, friends, a brief look into the history of Force Pro Wrestling, courtesy of the man himself. Big thanks once again to Tex Gaines for joining me on the show and for allowing us to be the exclusive provider of all your media coverage for Force Pro Wrestling. Moving on in the future, of course, the first show of Force Pro's return taking place this Friday, October 18th at 11602 119th Street here in Edmonton, Alberta. Guys, get in on the ground floor because I know that it's going to be an exciting show. MRB versus Stone, announced as the first match, is going to be a hell of a match by any standard. And of course, a lot of exciting events and matches taking place this Friday in Edmonton. Get your tickets, connect with Force Pro Wrestling on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Get a hold of them, pick your tickets up early because seating will be limited. And in my humble opinion, it will sell out. I think it's going to be an excellent show put on by excellent people. And you want to make sure you're there if you're a fan of professional wrestling in any iteration in Edmonton, Alberta. Guys, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune into the WCSN in the coming days for the lead up to the Prelude. We're going to have live pre and post show as well as exclusive interview content coming your way. So stick around, subscribe to the WCSN, subscribe to Force Pro Wrestling, and check out some of the finest professional wrestling here in the great, great city of Edmonton, Alberta. I have been your host, Spencer Love, thanking you once again for tuning in on the WCSN. It is always appreciated, and I will talk to you soon.